Imtiaz's masterstroke is casting Diljit Dosanjh as Chamkila. Through the film, we hear the word Ashleel, which means obscene. Har kisi ki sahi aur galat sochne ki aukaat nahi hoti. For him, it's a question of survival. Jaise taise karke zinda rehna hota.
Hum gaane bajane wale, hamara kaam hai geet gaana. Tum gaayenge.
At its core, Amar Singh Chamkila is an urgent, eloquent, poignant plea for freedom of expression. Director Imtiaz Ali recreates the short but blazing life of Punjabi singer Amar Singh Chamkila, and through this telling, he asks us to consider questions of morality, hypocrisy, the pressures of fame, the role of the artist in society, the role of the audience in creating an artist, and finally, who decides what constitutes entertainment and which lines can or can't be crossed. Through the film, we hear the word Ashleel, which means obscene. Because Chamkila, a working-class man from an oppressed caste, sings raunchy songs about creamy breasts and snakes slithering between thighs. But what's far more obscene than Chamkila's insistence on giving his audiences pleasure with his music is the way in which Chamkila and his wife Amarjot are murdered at a public place in plain sight. And yet no arrests or convictions are ever made. Chamkila was only 27. Which puts him in the august company of iconic musicians who died at this age, including Amy Winehouse, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Jim Morrison. Chamkila, who sold out shows in Bahrain and Toronto, was known as the Elvis of Punjab. He was also called the Kota Dhau Kalakar, which means an artist who broke the terrace because so many women gathered on it to see him perform. Chamkila rose to fame in the 1980s and was murdered in 1988. It was a time of violence and militancy in Punjab. In the midst of the bloodshed, he provided a diversion. He made his listeners smile and blush. His body songs worked like a shot of furtive, furious joy. Imtiaz's masterstroke is casting Diljit Dosanjh as Chamkila. The multi-hyphenated artist occupies the same space today that Chamkila did 40 years ago. He's a world-famous Punjabi singer who sells out stadiums. When Diljit delivers lines about performing and what music means to him, there is no separation. We instantly believe him. But above that, Diljit brings to the role an innocence and a vulnerability. The lyrics Chamkila wrote might have been lewd, but the man himself was gentle, affectionate, and as another character says, almost servile to his audience. Watch Diljit's expressions in a scene in which a hostile reporter asks him why he writes such songs. And Chamkila replies, "Har kisi ki sahi aur galat sochne ki aukaat nahi hoti." For him, it's a question of survival. Jaise taise karke zinda rehna hota. This is a man who understands his reality and especially the fact that fame is fleeting and that his high moment will soon be gone. Diljit also sings Chamkila's song, as does Pariniti Chopra, who plays Chamkila's wife Amarjot. I'm not knowledgeable enough in music and I don't know Chamkila's work well enough to comment on how close they come to recreating the original, but the singing feels organic and authentic, especially because we are familiar with Diljit's voice. Pariniti also literally hits the high notes as Amarjot. Imtiaz and his co-writer and brother Sajid Ali render their romance with delicacy and tenderness. The troupe travels from village to village in an ambassador car. When shoulders touch in the back seat, love blossoms. Chamkila and Amarjot's story might be 4 decades old, but Imtiaz tells it with formal inventiveness. He mixes standard tropes with new. So much of the film is in flashback, as characters relate the story of Chamkila. This is a narrative device that we've seen since Citizen Kane. But within this, we get characters breaking the fourth wall. Some sequences are rendered with animation. There are split screens, frenzied camera movements, and images of the real Chamkila and Amarjot are sprinkled throughout. This didn't really work for me because I felt like it broke the illusion too drastically. Also, and this is critical, the Hindi translation of the lyrics of songs pop up on screen like in a music video, which adds this sense of effervescence to the frame. But between that and the English subtitles, it also ensures that non-Punjabi speakers understand what Chamkila is saying. We might be in 2024, but some of the lines will surprise you with their sexiness. So in one song, Amarjot is urging her lover to scoop her up and lick her because she's his sugar. In another, a man is telling his sister-in-law to sleep with him because he'll keep her comfortable. Music is the life force of this film. There are, of course, Chamkila's own foot-tapping songs, but there's also this soaring, pulsating soundtrack by A.R. Rahman with lyrics by Irshad Kamil. This is the duo that powered Imtiaz's rock star. Listen to the beats of Ishq Mitai, a song which equates Chamkila with Punjab itself, or the raucous Naram Kalja, in which women who were also big Chamkila fans describe their lovers as Aish Ka Saman. It's just great fun. Imtiaz and Sajid have a lot to pack in the running time, and inevitably some of Chamkila feels rushed or just undercooked. There's also a tendency to overexplain. Kumud Mishra makes a special appearance only to tell us that when society is in crisis, people turn to entertainment even more. But this film isn't able to portray this crisis with detail or depth. The storytelling doesn't zoom out enough to give us a larger sense of the landscape. And some sequences, like the one with the reporter, seem to be stitched in only as an explanation for woke audiences who might object to how Chamkila's music portrayed women, sexualized relationships, and largely offered a male point of view. Incidentally, Chamkila also sang devotional songs, which were big successes. But the character of Chamkila is so potent that these missteps don't derail the narrative. I also loved how Amitabh Bachchan hovers large over the film. You see him on posters in the background. Chamkila was a fan. For him, Mr. Bachchan was the gold standard for success, but ultimately, he comes to understand how much of success is hollow. Chamkila gets his name because an announcer misunderstands him. Somehow, the name of his village, Sandila, becomes Chamkila. When he objects, a musician says, "Kal ko kaun tera naam yaad rakhna hai?" 36 years later, Chamkila's life and his art is still holding up a mirror to society. More tragically, the connection between Punjabi singers and violence is still in place. Case in point, Sidhu Moosewala. This film might be about an artist who flourished in the 1980s, but it asserts that the more things change, the more they remain the same. You can see Amar Singh Chamkila on Netflix.